Blackstone Audio presents The Tempting of Thomas Carrick by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Matthew Brenner. Chapter 1. April 1848. Glasgow.
Good morning, Mr. Carrick.
Thomas looked up from furling his umbrella and smiled at Mrs. Manning, the middle-aged receptionist seated behind her desk to one side of the foyer of the Carrick Enterprises office. Mrs. Manning held out a commanding hand.
Let me take that for you, sir.
As the door to the stairwell swung closed behind him, Thomas strolled across and dutifully handed over the umbrella. Mrs. Manning's thin lips curved approvingly as she took it. Despite her habitually stern demeanor, she had a soft spot for Thomas. The company offices occupied the front half of the first floor of a building on Trongate, close to the bustling heart of the city, and the widowed matron ruled over her empire with a firm but benign hand.
You have no meeting scheduled this morning, Mr. Carrick. Just a discussion with the colliers late this afternoon.
Mrs. Manning glanced across the room.
And nothing's come in this morning that falls to you.
Opposite the reception desk, a long polished counter ran along the wall, and there were numerous pigeonholes set in the wall above. Before the counter, Dobson, the general clerk, was quietly sorting letters and deliveries. An ex-soldier and man of few words, he nodded in acknowledgement when Thomas glanced his way. Turning back to Mrs. Manning, Thomas murmured,
"In that case, I'll take the opportunity to go over last month's accounts. You'll find